What's going on? Is it Harrison?
Harrison is fine.
But this does affect him.
What does?
Well, everything you've been going through. What's happened with your marriage?
But I'm fine.
We know you want it to appear that way.
Where is this coming from?
Abby, she told you she's worried about
it
me.
It was merely confirmation of what I already sensed was going on with you.
I am fine.
How could you be?
You fought to be with Summer. The two of you overcame so many obstacles, you would have done anything for her.
Yeah, would have. It's past tense, Dad.
Oh, come on. That kind of love doesn't just disappear. You need to deal with what's going on with you.
My feelings?
Yes. The anger, the hurt, the betrayal, everything else you are feeling. I sense you're doing your best to bury them, and I'm telling you, those emotions will erupt or eat you alive.
So I want you to stay calm, cool, collected. That's going to be a
challenge. Hi, ladies.
Hey.
Nick?
I take it this isn't a social visit?
No, Michael is still in Singapore dealing with Gloria's legal issues, so I've asked Heather to look into things for me.
Given that Nick is going to be the new co-CEO of Newman Enterprises, your interests may conflict on this matter.
That's not official yet. If you're strategizing about how Sharon can retain control of Kirsten Incorporated, I'm in complete support of that. I'll do whatever I can to help.
Good to know. All right, I have a couple of calls I have to make before we meet with Victor. So I will be right out there, Sharon.
Okay? Thank you.
How you doing?
Prepared for a fight.
Sorry there has to be one.
It's okay, I mean, no matter what happens, it'll be fine. Oh, but I'm not so sure that's true for Adam. He's in a bad way.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah. Victor, cutting him out has really hit him hard. It's not doing that well.
Well, this is what Adam does. I tried to warn Sally. He wants you to feel sorry for him. Don't buy into it.
How are you?
Maybe we should stick to the weather.
Nick told me what happened. I'm sorry.
No, look, don't be. Okay, I brought this on myself. I pushed too hard for something that I thought I wanted, and I went to extremes.
As if your father has never done that.
That's exactly what I told him. Because that's what I do. I blame other people. But it was my choice. In the process, I blew what could have been a great partnership with Nick and Sharon.
Sound like you regret that.
You sound surprised, which is understandable. You know, it's how I've always operated. Never apologize, never back down. Eyes on the prize. I just can't believe this is what it's taken.
For what?
For me to see who I am and how I've been living. I mean, this is finally the wake-up call that I needed. I mean, the second part of the wake-up call.
What was the first part?
Losing our daughter. The same moment I lost you. This is not about me still being in love with you. I know I said I wasn't gonna bring that up, okay? I'm not looking for anything from you, Sally.
I asked you how you were doing.
And I told you the truth. That night at the hospital, losing our daughter, it changed me, changed everything.
I know.
Every time I see a woman holding a baby, it all comes back. That Ava is gone. For the rest of my life, I'll be marking milestones.
That she will never reach.
Oh, and then my life took another abrupt turn. My father cut me out of not just the business, but the family.
Yeah, but you guys have had this combative push and pull forever. It eventually always works out.
No, this time it's different. He's made it clear. He's basically washed his hands of me.
Okay, well, I hope that's not true.
No, it's like life has hit me with one punch after another to rattle my cage, to force me to pay attention, to do something. And it's pushing me in fundamentally a new direction.
And what direction would that be?
I don't know. It's not clear to me yet.
The only real surprise is how long it took for Dad to cut Adam loose because of all his crap. He brought this on himself.
Well, that's the thing. Adam wants to accept responsibility now for what happened.
Did he say that?
Mm-hmm.
What else did he say?
He wants for me to help bridge the divide between him and your family. He wants to fix this, especially with you. He wants to make amends.
I get it. Why wouldn't he just come and say that to my face?
I guess he doesn't think he'll get very far with you at the moment.
Well, he's not wrong.
And I suppose that's the point of coming to me first. If I could convince you that he is sincere, then you would stay in the room long enough to at least hear him out.
So Adam is suddenly having a pang of conscience. He feels terrible and is full of regret over what he put us through.
Well, what Victor did to him is pretty brutal.
Did you forget what Adam did?
No.
He gave zero concern for you, me, your vision, for your company. It was all an act, Sharon. All he cared about was getting what he deserved and getting revenge on Victoria.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
He is the reason we are in this position. Why the deal fell apart, why we're having to fight like hell to keep control of a company that you own.
Victor wants to dismantle Person now.
You're kidding if you don't think Adam was gonna do the same thing. He was gonna whittle it down to nothing and diminish your role. And now, all of a sudden, he's sorry and he wants another chance. I just don't buy it. And you shouldn't either. You need to be careful.
You forced me out of my job to protect Summer and Marchetti and offered me some unspecified position at Jabot, like scraps on a table.
That is not fair.
And now you're worried about my emotional state?
You are deliberately mischaracterizing what I did and why I did it.
Oh, am I? Really, Dad?
Things were untenable at Marchetti. Mm. I thought with a little time and space, you and Summer could find your way back to each other.
Whatever you need to tell yourself.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's misdirected anger. It is not me you're mad at.
Oh, okay. It's a business decision, and I get it.
It's a lot more than a business decision. You are my son.
You have to know that we love you, and we always want your best interests at heart.
If we see you going down a bad path, we are always going to speak up.
No. Actually, it's a great path. You know, it's a new life, a new job. I'm having a blast and loving every minute of it. Just like Smiling Jack in his old days.
I want you to come back to Jabot. I think we should talk about the possibilities.
I have a job at a media company that is growing and thriving. I work alongside Nikki Newman. I don't need anything. And I broke things off with Dr. Charles. So what exactly is the problem?
It's my understanding that Audra is being kept on at Newman Media.
Yeah, we can work together without being in a personal relationship.
Mm. Was it your idea to break things off?
This has nothing to do with Summer, if that's what you're asking. We're not going to get back together, and Audra is not to blame.
You're the one who brought her up.
Yeah, because you're both so worried. I'm on this road to hell.
So Audra has been demoted, which means you would be working in a diminished position. Any idea what that looks like?
The merger's not finalized. Things are still in flux.
So you're willing to take a lesser position there, working for Nikki, but not with your own family's
company? It is hardly the same thing. I was forced out of Marquette.
You were offered an alternate position. You were never going to be a priority at Newman. At Jabot, you will always be.
Billy is your second in command. His record as an executive reads like one of the greatest train wrecks of all time.
Billy is not the issue.
Really? Because when I saw him a little while ago, he said you two were having conflicts about the inner workings of the company.
What else did he say?
He didn't have to say anymore. We both know you can't trust him, Dad. Yet you kept him in place and told me, oh yeah, sure, we'll find you something.
You say that like it was an afterthought.
It was worse than an afterthought. It was a pity move. Something that Dad threw out there so he didn't feel bad about throwing me out of Marquette.
Let's all take a deep breath here and see if we can work this out.
I am right where I want to be.
How could you be?
Leaving Jabot and breaking things off with Summer was the greatest thing that ever could have happened to me.
I'd like to believe Adam's sincere.
Well, he found himself on the losing end. Acting sincere is a tactic.
Well, he's lost a lot right now. Not just a job, but he lost a child too. That's very devastating.
I know. It's awful. But I know my brother. I hate saying this, but he's not above using this loss as a means to an end.
Just can't bring myself to believe in Adam anymore. That really breaks my heart.
Sharon, you gave him a million chances, and they all came with a personal cost. That is what is so infuriating about this. The way he treated you during our so-called partnership.
I really thought this could work. I thought that it would be a good thing for all of us, especially Adam.
You did everything you could to make it happen. But now it's time to focus on yourself and getting Kirsten Incorporated back from my dad and realizing your dream.
I have a feeling Victor may not make it easy.
When has that ever stopped you? This is an important and exciting time. I couldn't be prouder of you.
Thank you.
Well, I mean that. It's a time filled with endless possibilities. For you and Sally.
Oh?
Yeah, she finally agreed to let me fund her new design company.
Okay, does that mean you're going to ignore Victor's decree to come back to work for the company? Are you gonna be working with Sally?
No. Sally made it very clear I'm to be totally hands-off when it comes to her company. She just wanted my money.
So then are you going back to Newman?
I don't know. Still figuring things out.
Look, if you're looking at life that way, like you have nothing left, it's just a short leap to nothing left to lose, and that's a really dangerous place to be in. Okay, that's not encouraging.
I'm laughing at myself, Sally. I've been living in a dangerous place pretty much full time. Even when I had everything that a man could ever want, I blew it up. There's a whole lot of people out there that think I'm too damaged, I'm too screwed up for that to ever change.
Yeah. I mean, I've been similarly diagnosed in the past.
I embraced it. I wore it as a badge of honor. I will show you just how screwed up I really am.
You have a son, and he adores you.
Yeah, I see Connor struggling. The sadness, the anger, and I wonder, did I do that to him? Is this a genetic gift that I gave to him?
Okay, look, you have no way of knowing that. And anyway, it doesn't mean that his life is destined to go a certain way.
You know what? That is the beautiful thing. Is it was Connor's idea to change his surroundings, to go see his grandmother. He's the one that did the research to find the facility that he's getting help at. He wanted to get out of his dark place, and he took steps to do that.
It's a lesson for us all.
Yeah. My son has become a role model for me. So instead of me giving in to my worst impulses, I'm gonna take steps. I'm gonna change course.
What does that look like?
I am gonna make amends to my family. And I am gonna start over.
Ending your marriage, breaking with the family company is the best thing you've ever done. Come on, you don't mean that.
I feel better than I felt in a long time. You're liberated, free to do whatever I want.
Kyle, you have a son who depends on you.
Okay, what have I done that makes you think I would neglect Harris?
We're just trying to figure out what this new freedom entails.
Whatever I feel like.
And no thought of consequences. It doesn't matter whom you hurt in the process.
I have spent too much time worrying about everyone.
You're not that cold, that emotionally detached.
I'm not buying it either.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you buy it or not. I am living my life the way I want to now.
All right, stop. Kyle, I know you. I know who you are. And you need to slow down and think about what you're doing before you regret anything.
Mom, I don't need your approval. And I don't need to justify anything I have been doing. So if you're going to keep harping on me, and you're not going to accept that, Harrison and I will find somewhere else to live.
I really want to believe that you mean it this time.
Look, I'm not expecting you or anyone else to take my word for it. I know how much time and effort this is going to require. But you'll see. And then you will believe.
Stop trying to enlist Sharon to fight your battles for you, or anyone else for that matter.
I came by the table to see how Adam was doing.
Look, I'm sorry that you interpreted my conversation with Sharon that way.
What other interpretation can there be? Are you ready to admit that you trash your partners because of your own ego and self-interest? If so, then just step up and admit it, Adam.
It was an apology that I didn't think you could hear, much less believe, Nick.
Why bother? You don't have to do the work for yourself. You know you can always turn to Sharon to play intermediary.
Because it was a mistake. Old habits die hard.
What is it, Adam? What do you want? What is the goal? Do you even know?
And I will never forget that you took a bullet for me.
Yeah, but our good times, they never lasted, Dad. It's just a matter of time before things escalated, got ugly again.
Your mother's blood is flowing in your veins. She was a wonderful woman. That little boy who played on that farm in Kansas is in you somewhere.
And so is the man who almost killed you. I wish that I never learned that you were my father. And I wish that you never seduced me to come back to this godforsaken town. But you know what? You can't control me anymore. I got nothing to lose. And that makes me a very dangerous man.
If you act vengefully now, you will simply reaffirm the suspicions your siblings have had about you.
I've been working hard to try to prove that I've changed my life and that, Dad, I'm worthy of your respect.
I treat you no differently than I've treated Victoria, Nicholas, or Abby. I've had differences with them, enormous issues with them. They've become estranged, but they've always come back. They have never felt not part of the family. Why the hell are you different? Why is it all or nothing for you?
I am just cut from a different cloth, and I've accepted that. I think it's long overdue that you've accepted that too, Dad.
Send them in. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Victor. I have asked Heather to join us.
Huh? So there's no ambiguity in Sharon's position.
All right. Please have a seat.
Go ahead, read.
So, I'm all ears.
All right, I will begin. I am the sole owner of Kirsten Incorporated. I agreed to merge the company with McCall Unlimited because it was a mutually beneficial arrangement. McCall creates media content and Kirsten produces the tech that distributes that content. However, folding those two companies into Newman Media was never part of the discussion. And as I recall, you were adamantly against the idea.
I changed my mind when I thought the timing was right. I do remember that you were all for it when Adam suggested it.
But now you've decided to gut my company.
And that is your prerogative. I mean, businesses have to adjust to changing trends. But you made the decision to eliminate the bulk of Kirsten Incorporated's assets before the merger was even complete, and Sharon has been operating in good faith.
And I'm simply asking that you do the same.
Now, you see little value in the company that Sharon brought to the table because of how it would fit into your revised business plan. but Kirsten's key performance indicators are strong.
I'm well aware.
The company is sound. I want the chance to build it and realize my vision.
I agree with you. I think you should.
If you would have asked me yesterday, I would have said, yeah, I had a plan. I had a goal and I was laser focused. And I would have done anything to achieve it.
And did. Blackmail. You turned on your partners.
Yes. Okay, I told myself that it was a smart move. That it was best for everyone involved, that the reasons didn't matter. But the reasons do matter. The why of it. Anger, resentment, the need for revenge, they've informed my choices for as long as I can remember, Nick. So, I don't have an answer for you right now.
No, I wasn't expecting one.
Hey, Nick, hear him out.
Before I can tell you what I want, what I really want, I have to do some changing. I have to start over. I need a reset.
Reset? What does that mean?
It means me. Without all the garbage, I want to be a part of this family. I want to be someone that you can accept and respect. So what do I need to do to make that happen?
Adam, I'm not going to offer you any solutions on how to fix yourself. You're going to have to figure that out on your own.
Well, at least he seems to be trying.
I appreciate that you can see that.
It's day one.
Okay, look, I wasn't expecting you to go on faith. I know I've given you a lot of reasons to be skeptical. I'll take this as a small step in a positive direction for hearing me out. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Sally. I mean, I don't even know what to make of that.
To be clear, what are you agreeing to?
Sharon should retain control of Kirsten Incorporated.
In exchange for what?
To be frank with you, Sharon, after what Cameron Kirsten put you and your family through, I'm stunned you're even interested in the damn company. So as far as I'm concerned, I release it back to you, free and clear.
And can I trust you?
Do you have a choice?
I personally would like to see it in writing.
Do you honestly think I, as Victor Newman, have ever promised a deal and not kept it? You will see it in writing, okay?
Thank you. I'll draft some paperwork.
Thank you so much, Heather.
Thank you. I am glad it was resolved so easily. You two have a good afternoon.
You as well.
Victor, thank you. And I'm really sorry things didn't work out with Adam.
I wish you had never encouraged Adam to, combine these two companies. I mean, I wish you had never talked about it. And I wish I personally had never purchased my call for him to run.
Well, he's pretty devastated by it all. It's hitting him hard.
Well, it's hitting me kind of hard as well. All I've ever wanted for Adam is to become what he is capable of, you know? Given him many opportunities, many chances. It's never enough.
That's because that's not something that you or anyone else can do for him.
Do you think that some psychological wounds are so damn deep? People will never get over them.
I can't believe that you are using Harrison to threaten us.
Oh, no. You are clinging to an idea that Summer and I are going to reconcile, that things will go back to the way they were. They're not. So if you can't accept that,
okay,
then I'm just
I think we all should just calm down, take a deep breath.
I was just expressing my concerns, legitimate ones.
Kyle, no one is trying to dictate your life. You are a grown man. You are free to make your own choices.
And as someone who's made a lot of bad ones, I'm just trying to protect you from doing the same.
And as far as my history that you mentioned...
Smiling Jack, why? It's the stuff of legends.
Oh, yeah, I thought I was living the life. Doing whatever I wanted to do. No care in the world for all the mess I was leaving in my wake. My life was a mile wide and an inch deep. Kyle, if you don't take this seriously, if you don't face what you're dealing with, transactional, superficial relationships is all you can hope for.
I've been there as well. And the loneliness that comes from it, there's nothing liberating about that.
Kyle, there's a flip side to all of this freedom. That's all we're saying.
Look, I get that you're genuinely concerned, but there is no reason for it. I am where I want to be, figuring out my life and what I want it to look like from now on. I need the freedom to do that without interference from my parents. Can you accept that?
Can we just sit down, please? Of course, you are free to live your life as you choose. Of course you are.
Without interference.
So we're never supposed to express concern about our son?
No, you have made your feelings abundantly clear. I have made all the reassurances I'm going to.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, we don't want you to take Harrison and move out.
I'm glad we've reached an understanding. I know you two still have a lot on your plate with Ashley and Tucker, even if they are out of the country, so the last thing you need to be stressing about is me.
It would have been nice to have you around as an ally through all of that, but you should know, Ashley has now claimed that she accepts Diane as a member of the family and part of the company.
Yeah, not that I'm going to let my guard down.
And now Billy is talking about trying to limit her role at Jabot.
I knew it. God, this is the problem he was talking about. I warned him not to mess with you.
You know what? This is partly my fault. In my effort to find out what Ashley and Tucker were up to, I enlisted him as a double agent. That was a mistake.
Well, it was my idea. But now they have Billy all fired up about the threat I pose.
And they dangled a promise in front of him, no doubt. What might be in store for my uncle if he helps save Jabot from you? Billy's probably already making moves to undermine you.
Yeah, I don't know that it's gotten quite that bad.
I mean, you shouldn't trust him, Dad.
You know what? Without Ashley and Tucker feeding his worst impulses, I am hoping he will back off.
You're willing to hang the future of our family's legacy on a hope? I assume you've already considered that you might need to fire him. My advice is do it. Get out in front of this. Then I might consider stepping back into my old role. Because you know you can trust me.
Did you believe all that?
Do I believe that people are capable of changing?
This is Adam we're talking about.
You have reasons to be skeptical. Adam even said it himself.
Now he wants to be a part of the family after everything else has gone to hell for him.
Well, sometimes that's what it takes. Look, only time will tell if Adam is sincere, okay? But right now you have way more important things to address. Did you ever decide what you were gonna do about your father's offer?
I thought about what you said, all the reasons why I should walk away. First and foremost, I'm never gonna change Victoria's mind about Nate, so I would have to go in every single day and work with this man who I do not trust.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
But should that be the deciding factor?
That you would be miserable?
My dad is not going to oversee this company forever. He has been laying the groundwork for the company's future for a long time, and he looks to me to fill a certain role.
Yeah, the steadying influence. The grown-up in the room.
He wanted so badly for things to work out with Adam this time. With Adam, broke his heart again.
So you would be taking this job out of obligation?
Is Adam damaged beyond repair? Well, that's a question he's asked himself a thousand times. It hangs over him.
But you know him as well as anyone, Sharon, so what's your opinion?
It's impossible for me to take my personal feelings out of this. I'm too close to it. Adam, He's been through a lot of devastation and pain, and much of it involves you.
I know. And he and I often have talked about all that. But to no avail, he won't let go of it. Either he can't or he won't.
Well, there's a lot of good in him as well. I mean, you see what a wonderful father he is to Connor.
That's what's so frustrating.
Well, I'm not going to let go of the hope that Adam can bring out the best in himself if he wants to. The person who I know he is deep down.
I feel the same.
You know, maybe this will turn out to be a good thing, an opportunity. Though I know he feels he would need for you to forgive him and know that you're going to give him another chance. Without that, I don't know what he will do.
I have given that boy so many chances. To be frank with you, I'm tired. Adam and I have been down this road so many times, I'm tired of it.
Well, I can't help thinking that maybe this time is different only because of all the things that have happened to Adam at once. Losing Ava and his relationship with Sally, losing his connection with family, and the opportunity to build a new business, I think it's making Adam look at himself and his place within the family and who he wants to be.
Thank you for caring.
Thank you for allowing me to keep Kirsten.
Yep, well, you go and do great things with it, all right?
I intend to.
Kyle was right, you know. Firing Billy is already on the table.
I know you don't want it to come to that.
It was different this time. Billy was different. He made a commitment to me, to the company. Now,
do you think Billy is really going to back off?
It's getting harder and harder to believe that. And now Kyle says he's willing to come back to Jabot. Billy leaves and boy, would I like to have him come back.
I know.
And that would keep Billy from coming after you from inside the company. And trouble is, if I fire him, I will almost certainly lose my brother the same way I almost lost Ashley.
Look, Jack, I know it's not fair for me to try to influence you, but I want Kyle back at Jabot. I feel like our son is slipping away.
I guess you could say I feel an obligation.
And is that the best reason to accept Victor's offer?
I'd be taking the job to protect what he has built.
Yeah, but I feel like Victoria already has that handled. Victor just wants everyone working at Newman. Adam wouldn't fall in line, so he's offering you the big job to lock you in. Just my opinion.
I'm glad you're still here.
How'd it go with my dad?
He gave me back Kirsten Incorporated, free and clear, no strings.
That's fantastic. You should be running that place on your own.
But what about you? Have you decided about Newman Enterprises?
Sally and I were just talking about that. Part of me feels like I need to pitch in and help protect the company. The other part of me feels like it's a trap.
Well, there is a third option. Come to work with me. Help me realize the dream we had for this company without interference.
You serious?
Absolutely. We'll do it right this time.
I want to be a part of this family. I want to be someone that you can accept and respect. As if that would ever happen.
Now Next week on The Young and the Restless.
Why did you come back from Paris alone? Why is she not returning my calls? What the hell did you do to her?
You have 24 hours to drop whatever scheme you're plotting against Victor, or I swear to you, you will regret it for the rest of your miserable life.
Mom's over at Naaman Media. Nick has made it clear that he's leaving. But where does that leave us? It leaves us with an empty chair, a very important empty chair that we need to fill ASAP.
And I've decided who's going to fill that chair. It ain't going to be Nate Hastings.
Join us again for The Young and the Restless.